जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जनता गिरीधर धारी, कपि जनता गिरीधर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना क्षीरा बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमादे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय, नंद कौट वैष्णव वृंद की जय, नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय, श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, we are reading today from Canto 10, Chapter 5, Texts 14, 15, and 16. Gopa parasparam rishta,
Gopa parasparam
rishta, dadhikshya gritam buddhi, Asinchanto vilimpanto,
Asinchanto vilimpanto,
Navanitaischa chikshipuhu,
Navanitaischa chikshipuhu,
Gopa parasparam rishta,
Gopa parasparam rishta,
Dadikshira gritam buddhi,
Dadikshira gritam buddhi,
Asinchanto vilimpanto,
Asinchanto vilimpanto,
Navanitaischa chikshipuhu,
Navanitaischa chikshipuhu,
Gopa parasparam rishta,
Gopa parasparam rishta,
Dadikshira gritam buddhi,
Dadikshira gritam buddhi,
Asinchanto vilimpanto, Navanitaischa chikshipuhu,
Navanitaischa chikshipuhu.
Please chant.
Gopa parasparam rishta,
Translation. Please repeat. In gladness, the cowherdmen enjoy the great festival
by splashing one another's bodies
with a mixture of curd, condensed milk, butter and water. They threw butter on one another and smeared it on one another's bodies. Jai, purport by Srila Prabhupada. From this statement, we can understand that 5,000 years ago, not only there were enough milk, butter, and curd to eat, drink, and cook with, but when there was a festival, it would be thrown about without restriction. There was no limit to how extensive milk, butter, curd, and other such products were used in human society. Everyone had an ample stock of milk, and by using it in many varied milk preparations, people would keep good health in natural ways, and thus enjoy life in Krishna consciousness. I'm going to read the other two verses. Nanda Mahamanaste Dyo Vaso Lankara Godhanam Sutanagada Vidim Bhyo Yenye Vidyopaji Vinaham Taistai Kamai Adimatma Yot Yato Chitam Apujayat Vishnor Aradhanartaya Svaprudrasyodayaya Cha. This is a beautiful verse. Translation. The great-minded Nanda Maharaj gave clothing, ornaments, and cows and charity to the cowherdman in order to please Lord Vishnu. And thus he improved the condition of his own son in all respects. He distributed charity to the Sutas, the Magadhas, the Vandis, and men of all other professions according to their educational qualifications and satisfied everyone's desires. Purport. Although it has become fashionable to speak of Daridra Narayan, the words Vishnur Aradhanartaya do not mean that all the people satisfied by Nanda Maharaj in this great ceremony were Vishnus. They were not Daridra, nor were they Narayan. Rather, they were devotees of Narayan, and by their educational qualifications, they would satisfy Narayan. Therefore, satisfying them was an indirect way of satisfying Vishnu. Mabhakta Puja Vyadika, Srimad Bhagavatam 11, 19, 21.
The Lord says, worshiping my devotees is better than worshiping me directly. The Varna Shram system is entirely meant for Vishnu Aradhana, worship of Lord Vishnu. Varna Shrama Acha Ravata Purushena Parapunam Pumam Vishnur Aradhyate Vishnu Purana 3:8-9. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. The uncivilized man or materialistic person, however, does not know this aim of life. Natevidu Shvarta Gatim Hi Vishnum Bhagavatam 7:5-31. One's real self-interest lies in satisfying Lord Vishnu. Not satisfying Lord Vishnu, but instead attempting to become happy through material adjustments, bahir artha manina, is the wrong way for happiness. Because Vishnu is the root of everything, if Vishnu is pleased, everyone is pleased. In particular, one's children and family members become happy in all respects. Nanda Maharaj wanted to see his newborn child happy. That was his purpose. Therefore, he wanted to satisfy Lord Vishnu. And to satisfy Lord Vishnu, it was necessary to satisfy his devotees, such as the learned brahmanas, magadhas, and sutras. Thus, in a roundabout way, ultimately, it was Lord Vishnu who was to be satisfied. Jai. Om Agyanata Mirandasya Arjanam Janashalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tajmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So I got from this, reading these verses, that the importance of having the guru in the parampara. Srila Prabhupada gave us all these wonderful stories about Krishna, about all this, the sentiments that go on with the devotees of Krishna. And we know this because we do have a guru in a parampara, because he taught us how to worship Lord Vishnu directly, not worship the demigods, not meditate and do all kinds of religious practices they are not meant to satisfy Vishnu. So he gave us the essence of the Vedic scriptures. And since we are Rupanugas, we are following Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami is the foremost, you know, he's a Manjari. He came to satisfy Lord Krishna and Radharani's and to assist on their pastimes. And as Lord Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna came and gave us the holy name and gave us very few rules and regulations that we need to follow. And these rules and regulations are coming directly from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada mentioned the Bhagavatam verse. I wrote it down here, the 11:19-27. And this Bhagavatam verse, to satisfy Lord Vishnu, Krishna himself talking to Uddhava, he mentions that actual religious principles are stated to be those that lead one to my devotional service. Real knowledge is awareness that reveals my all-pervading presence. So this all-pervading presence, when we are going about in our daily lives, you know, we wake up in the morning, first thing we do, we pay obeisances to the spiritual master, we make a prayer, you know, to the holy name of the Lord to please give you shelter. So those little things, and then we go and brush our teeth and take our showers. All these small activities, those ordinary activities, can be done as a devotional service to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in the purport of one of these verses, the Bhagavatam. I don't know if it's 11. No, it's the 11th canto. So also talking about, we just read the atrocities of Kamsa, and Prahlad Maharaj was also, the son of a demon, and that demon, you know, he sent his son to school, and he expected his son to, you know, abide by the system of accepting the guru, a seminal guru, that is a like Sukracharya. Sukra means semen, and acharya is guru. So those teachers of Prahlad Maharaj, they were sons of Sukracharya. So they are acharyas just by family relations. And so their business was not to satisfy Vishnu. Their business was to make their living, you know, just teaching kids to do their thing and just go about, you know, doing the brahminical thing, but without the intention of satisfying Vishnu. It was just business. It's just business to advance in material prosperity, to advance in pious activities, so you can get more enjoyment in the material world. So having that purpose, it does not help one. So Prahlad Maharaj, because he was very fortunate to have had association with a pure devotee, he, having Narada Muni as his guru, he said, oh no, you know, he refused that. I'm not going that way. You know, he knew exactly what the purpose of life is. So he rejected it, and his father was so angry with him. There was a time that the all-pervading presence, that the real knowledge is awareness of, that reveals my all-pervading presence. So Prahlad Maharaj saw Krishna everywhere. He saw that Krishna was in a pillar. But Hiranyakashipu didn't. He had no concept, so he did not have this knowledge that is the essence of living. But he was versed in the Vedas, so you can't be misdirected by just studying the Vedas without a guru. So that's the importance of having a guru in the parampara system. And Narada Muni is in our system of parampara. And in line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Lord Chaitanya came, there was the caste system was so prominent, and the brahmanas, they were holding on with, you know, teeth and nails, because that was their living. They had to go and perform all the rituals, and everybody had to come to them for advice and being the gurus of society. And Lord Chaitanya created a lot of stir on that line, because he rejected it the same way the Prahlad Maharaj rejected those gurus, those so-called materialistic gurus. They're material. The Prabhupada called them materialistic and uncivilized man, because they don't know how to the purpose of life. That the purpose of life is to satisfy Vishnu. In our guru in our parampara, we have Srila Prabhupada has given us the daily bhakti life, and this bhakti life is so sweet, because while we are going about doing the things that everybody has to do, we are also purifying our hearts. Higher. Like that? We are purifying our... That better. So we are purifying our hearts, So when Krishna was talking to Uddhava in the 11th canto, he mentioned these things, and he mentioned those, you know, very simple activities, everything that pleases him. So the translation of the verse goes like this. Firm faith in the blissful narrations of my pastimes. So those are all the things that pleases him. So firm faith in the blissful narrations of my pastime, constant chanting of my glories, unwavering attachment to ceremonial worship of me, that this is what we do every day, praising me through beautiful hymns, singing and chanting the glories of the Lord, great respect for my devotional service. So when we practice our, you know, when we are brushing our teeth and taking care of our bodies, or going about cooking and cleaning our homes, maintaining a nice ashram, because we live in ashrams. Wherever devotees live, it's an ashram. I have Giriraj Govardhan Shila in my home, and so for me, that's my ashram. It's a Giriraj Maharaj's ashram. So that's how I see my household, my home. So I clean and maintain the place for the Lord, because the Lord is, you know, present and for his pleasure. And so continuing here, so offering obeisances with the entire body. We see a lot of the Indian people, they come and they just go like this to the deity. So Krishna is pleased by offering obeisances with the entire body. And Srila Prabhupada showed us that. She showed us by example. Also, performing first-class worship of my devotees. So we do Guru Puja every day. We respect the devotees. Anytime that we can serve the devotees and facilitate their lives. So that's pleasing to Krishna. And then he comes and says, performing first-class worship of my devotees, consciousness of me in all living entities. So you see Krishna in every living entity. Even when the little spider in your home, you have to be a little careful and shoo it out the door. And offering of ordinary bodily activities in my devotional service. And here is where Srila Prabhupada, in a purport, he mentions that ordinary bodily activities such as brushing the teeth, taking bath, eating, should be offered to the Supreme Lord as devotional service, which is, it's so comforting, because we can be 24 hours engaged in service. It's not just when we come to the temple and when, you know, we pay obeisance and we do, you know, worship the deities. And we, every minute, every second of our lives, when we're driving, when we're, you know, doing any activity, always doing it for the pleasure of Vishnu, always thinking that we can satisfy the Lord in this way. And so use of words to describe my qualities, offering the mind to me, rejection of all material desires, giving up wealth for my devotional service, renouncing material sense gratification and happiness. At this giving up wealth for my devotional service, when we first join a movement, a lot of us, you know, more of old folks, we join in our years to that we were, you know, were to work and create some kind of a established financial situation. Now, we were just married, like we all have families, but we were completely engaged in devotional service. We were not worried about developing some stability in economic stability. So that was, Srila Prabhupada made us do that. So it was by his influence that he allowed us to experience this bliss of just renouncing it for the Lord. and performing all desirable activities such charity, sacrifice, chanting, vows, and austerities with the purpose of achieving me. So Krishna mentioned all these things. These constitute actual religious principles by which those human beings who have actually surrendered themselves to me automatically develop love for me. What other purpose or goal could remain for my devotee? And Srila Prabhupada, in the poor part of this verse, he always mentions that, you know, money, we should engage our money to for the festivals glorifying the personality of Godhead, such as Rath Yatra, Janmashtami, and Gaur Purnima. So this is what we do in our tithing. We use our money to help the mission of spreading the Lord's holy name all over. And we're very grateful to all the devotees who can dedicate their lives to 24/7 in the preaching activities, because there's so much need of people to go out there and to give out books and talk about Krishna and go on Harinam, and so others can hear the holy name. It's so, so important, because if we just live our lives without that impetus of giving to others, we are not following the footsteps of the Mahajans. The Mahajans, like Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted to see everybody going back to Godhead. He didn't want to see anybody not having an opportunity to worship Krishna, to have some contact with Krishna. I wanted to find in a dictionary there was some mention of the different people, different people that were present in Ananda Maharaj's ceremony. And it says there were, like, you know, the learned brahmanas, the magadhas, and the sutas, but there was no translation of these. So I did a little, you know, investigation, and I found that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he refers to those who made a living by dancing, singing, and playing instruments, teaching scriptures, and the use of weapons. So this is how he translated that verse. And Ananda Maharaj, he also mentioned that Ananda Maharaj, his thinking when he was giving in charity, that he was his thought was that, may Vishnu be pleased by this charity, and by his pleasure my son will be blessed. So he was worshiping Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, and giving in charity to the Vaishnavas, because there in Vrindavan they were all Vaishnavas, they were all devotees. And but Nanda Maharaj, it's a, you know, he wasn't thinking, oh, my son, you know, is God. No, he wasn't thinking like that. He was very humbly offering these charitable gifts to all the Vaishnavas to please Lord Narayan, to please and satisfy the Lord, because when the Lord is satisfied by the worship of his devotees, and then his son will be blessed. His son will be happy. So that was done with the intention to please Krishna. And that's a beautiful... Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti also mentions on verse 14 that that the word kshikshupu can mean the cowherman begun to fall on the slippery earth, since kship means moving the feet as well as the hand. So when the cowherman, enjoy the great festival by splashing one another's bodies with a mixture of curd, condensed milk, water, and butter. So everybody, you know, they were falling, and everybody was like just completely, you know, full of that. And so they were falling on the floor and just going on hands too. So there was a big festival. We never conceive of a festival like this, but it's a pretty far out thing. I had an experience of this throwing prasadam and like that in Nova Gokula in Brazil when I lived there. My kids were little, and we had a Govardhan hill, a halava, and somehow the devotees got carried away, and they were such a joyous mood that after, instead of just getting a little prasadam, they got it to the, because it was a big halava thing, they started throwing it. It was in the temple room. Started throwing halava in one another, so there was like, it was kind of a situation like this. It was, and the halava in the middle was hot. So you can imagine the situation. But, you know, it's a joyous mood, I guess. You know, it's a way to just enjoy the association of devotees and be happy. So to conclude, I would like to just frame that Lord Srila Prabhupada gave us the Guru Parampara. He's a guru in a Guru Parampara, and he's the one that gave us the opportunity to come and perform all these devotional activities. So we should really be very grateful every day that we can have access to this information, we can have access to the service of the Lord, and, you know, work diligently to use the mind, engage your mind constantly when you're doing the activity. Meditate while you're doing that activity. Like Mataji is doing a garland, and she can meditate on the Lord while she's doing the garland. And whatever activity you're doing, always meditate. Engage your mind thinking. Don't let your mind go and think about something else. And just bring that soft, gentle, and kind, you know, that mood of that Krishna just really is in your heart, and you can, you know, he embraces you at every time, every minute of your day. So think like that as you are doing your activities, and you'll be peaceful, and your mind will be happy, and you'll be able to, you know, see Krishna in everyone and perform service to the Vaishnavas. Always serve them. And to those that are not Vaishnavas, you know, give yourself, give some Krishna to them. You know, give a book, give a word, or be nice to the person. The person cannot hear. Just be nice. And especially, you know, family members. Sometimes you have like in-laws and they don't want to hear about Krishna. You know, you're in their family, but you know, you just be kind to them and treat them with respect, and things will fall into place. Because we read here that, you know, if you satisfy Vishnu, Srila Prabhupada said, your whole family will be happy. Your kids and your, it was in the poor part, your kids and your family members will be happy. Yeah. So one's children and family members become happy in all respects just by pleasing Vishnu. So, you know, just do it, and Krishna will take care of everything. Jai. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. You.
So,
Trivikram.
During the time of Nanda Maharaj, the suttas and the magadas and so forth, they're part of the Varnashram system, and Varnashram was somewhat together then. See, and these were like lower classes people. The suttas were, they used to take care of horses and chariots, and they would also recite the Vedas. I think they were established during the time of Maharaj Prithu. to glorify the kings. And they were also carrying the knowledge of the Vedas. They have Sutta Goswami and Roma Harshan and all of them. You know, all these reciters of the Vedas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was their position. So Nanda Maharaj was trying to please them, you know, by giving them charity and so on.
So the horse, the people that care for the horses are called the Sutas?
Sutas also. When Karna was called Sutta Putra, that was really humiliating for him. No, I'm listening. So at that time, Varnashram was kind of recognized.
Yes.
The time of Lord Chaitanya, Varnashram had disintegrated totally.
Mm.
You see, totally. And like you were talking about the caste conscious Brahmanas and so, they were only Brahmanas in name,
mm-hmm.
you see. But so my point here is that Srila Prabhupada wants us to become Brahmanas.
Yes.
But not caste conscious Brahmanas.
No.
See,
can't be caste conscious because you know we are not born in Brahmana families.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you know, are, but most of us are not.
Yeah,
so we cannot even pretend to.
So we have to imbibe the qualities of the Brahmanas, you know, which is important and essential. You know, so even though sometimes when we speak about Brahmanas, sometimes it has like a negative connotation. But really, in the true sense, we want to imbibe the real Brahmanical qualities.
Yes, Brahmana, there's no negative connotation, I don't think. You know, it's like a fallen Brahmana, like, you know, a caste-conscious Brahmana. But a Brahmana, Prabhupada created this movement. He wanted to train, you know, those malechas to become Brahmanas. And he succeeded. We have so many sannyasis there. You know, they have such, you know, pure bhakti in them. And that, and they give bhakti to so many people. They're preaching in so many beautiful, all over the world. So to do that and give people that inspiration to hear the holy name and chant, you have to have, you know, some purity. So they, you know, they got it from Srila Prabhupada. And they were just Westerns, born in Western countries, raised in families that had no concept of devotional service. So it's to the credit of the pure Vaishnavas that this movement is spreading. Jai, any other comment? Is Prabhu here?
Two things. I was just going to read in the word for word. It explains that the suttas were the professional reciters of old histories,
uh-huh.
and the magadas the professional reciters of histories of royal dynasties.
Ah.
And then the vandis were the great singers of prayers.
Uh-huh.
So those were the three mentioned.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So it's there.
Where's he reading from?
It's actually the word for word for the verses.
Oh,
yeah. So within the word for word translation, it actually.
Why should I mention it? Because it's in Queen Homestead.
Yes. Right.
Is this in first chapter or is it in Bhagavad Gita? Mm-hmm.
Because Magadha is also a region in India, the northeast.
In third canto, third chapter, I don't know the sloka number, but in the purport Prabhupada says, it is most important for human civilization three things: cow protection, brahmana. But we emphasize cow protection and brahmana, that's good. But Prabhupada added something after that. He said, above all, becoming pure devotee is the most important.
Yes.
So we should focus not
only
cow protection and brahmana.
Absolutely.
Because Prabhupada also gives the inner essence. We have to focus on the inner essence also.
Yeah, this movement is not a movement for creating nothing for this world. It's a transcendental movement. It changes people to the core.
It purifies the heart. It's not for a bodily concept of a Brahmana or Kshatriya. It's for the heart to change and become elevated and enlightened by the association of devotees and pure devotees.
Now, there is a little sweet part of it. Thank you for a nice class. That Magad Sutta, they are all dancer, drummer, chanter, singer. What they are singing? Hari Vamsa explains.
The glories of Narayana.
No, they are singing about Nanda Maharaj. If I sing, oh, my father's name was this, my father did this, my grandfather did this, somebody will say, this is not Krishna conscious. But they are singing all about Nanda Maharaj, Sumukh Ghosh, Mother Yashoda's father, how he traveled all over the world to
find the history. Yes.
So this is what they are singing about the dynasty.
Right.
Dynasty of Nanda Baba.
Right.
But one thing they had, I don't have. That's why that is pure bhakti. This is not. That they had a relation, deeply rooted Krishna as the son.
Right.
So if I develop the relationship, Prabhupada gave a very nice in third canto. He says, our goal should become a family member of Krishna's family. Then we'll sing our own family and it's no more problem.
Yeah. Is that the Magadhas are the ones who sing recite the history. So there will be, you know, we should strive to become, you know, a family member in Vrindavan.
Yes.
So we can sing the glories of the Lord. Just part of our daily routine.
Talk about our own family. It was mentioned many places like the Siddha Maharaj or any of the kings throughout the Bhagavatam. These personalities are always there. If he's sleeping, he's a big, big king. They have these people all around him to awaken him by chanting his glories of his dynasty and like that.
You like that.
Not only for Krishna, they use it for...
So, Jai Prabhu.
I always like to make lists, so I was making a list of some of the things that change when you offer obeisances. And one that just reminded me of it is that we're going from being outlaws to in-laws.
Jai. Jai. Yes, Pramataji.
When I first moved to Vrindavan, you know, everybody was going closer and closer to see the deities. So, you know, once you're in a certain position, you get pushed because of the crowd. And I thought, wow, this is wonderful. I'm all up in front. I'm seeing the deities. And then the pujari got the prasadam. And I thought, wow, I'm going to get some prasadam with no effort. Then he started throwing the prasadam. Oh, my God, it was like, I don't want to say a nightmare, but they were throwing it all over in everybody's place. And the people would grab it off my head and take the prasadam. I mean, it was just so incredible. I came out, I was covered in prasadam, and people were still pulling it off me, you know, day to day. And I thought, this is a whole new experience. I almost missed this. And every time for the festival, of course, I wasn't in front evermore. I was at the back. But I just watching people grabbing the prasadam. I mean, it was on the floor, it was on your nose, any place, they were just, you know, you're taking it. And right there, you know, honoring, I thought, a whole new level of honoring prasadam. And one thing about the reciters, certain people like all the kings and like Ravana, they had people reciting their glories
also
too.
Them,
yeah.
That's not Krishna.
Yeah, it's not Krishna Kaur, but the reciters, they praise the person, whoever is there. Yeah.
Now in this reference, Sanatana Goswami explaining Vaishnava Prasanna, that the Prabhupada also in Antalila mentioned that even the trees, creepers, we can read
end of the Antalila, that trees, creepers in Vrindavan are in Madhur Ras. Prabhupada translate like that. And Sanatana Goswami Pad says, these cows, they are mother, and the calves are the cow are friend, Sakharas, Madhur Ras. When their milk and coming, this is not a, like a, because I am here with the material body, when prasadam hits, it purifies me, but it still hurts. Over there, it doesn't hurt. It's the ecstasy. Because from mother coming to the children, different rasa for Krishna's pleasure as a motherly, it's very soothing, it's very nourishing. You want all the time to hit by the prasadam. But here in this world, it will hurt. But it purifies.
Yes.
Tolerate.
But, you know, the ecstasy in the spiritual world is constant. Here we have glimpses of it.
I remember one time I bought some sweets out right next to there was a booth at Radha Govinda in Jaipur,
And I got us some sweets like that. And immediately people came and took them right out of my hand. All the sweets were gone. I bought about 5 little chunks of burfi or something. Para, I forget. Immediately they... And someone said, don't you know that's what happens? You have to... Then I bought some more and I immediately went like this. Yeah. But still had to give out most of it.
I want some too.
Actually, in Jaipur, you're not supposed to buy the prasadam. You buy the
prasadam. Oh, I see. Just see. So yeah, so when you buy the prasadam, it's to give to other people. So that's why they already knew. They were trained to do that. Madan Mohan Prabhu.
It just reminded me of 2 things. One is with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was very strict with following rules and regulations, and at the end, when Lord Chaitanya brought him Mahaprasadam from etiquette for prasadam. So when he came in, it wasn't the proper time. He hadn't bathed yet. Immediately honored it, and Lord Chaitanya is very pleased with that.
Yeah. So Jai.
That gives authorization for when we do these things with prasadam that isn't exactly according to the regular
it's transcendental.
Etiquette. And then there was one story I remember, part of it was Prabhupada was giving a sweet ball, I think, to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he was holding it out for him to get it, but before he got it, I think it was Brahmananda, he went, Jai Gopal, he grabbed it and ate it right away, and then Tamal Krishna Maharaj is looking at Prabhupada, he just took my sweet ball, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, that's the way of prasadam, you know, so.
Yeah, you grab it, you take the mercy.
You could just see that.
Steal it, some people buy it.
I can't hear you, Prabhu.
I saw a coconut thrown from the altar in Bombay hit somebody in the head one time.
Oh my gosh, a coconut being thrown from the altar and hit somebody's head in Bombay, imagine.
My daughter to school, and as soon as you come out, they said, Mataji, prasadam, their hands will be full of mud and whatever, like, you know, they really understand, you know, it's transcendental. Of course, they go like that, and they're, you know, gumshoe, and then they go like that, immediately they will honor it,
Jai.
Any place, anything, you know, really amazing, they have really understanding of prasadam.
Yeah, it's the blessing of being born in a culture that worships Krishna.
And even the so-called Muslim and stuff in Vrindavan, as soon as they see the devotees, they always say, you have Mahaprasadam, Mahaprasadam? You know, everybody understands prasadam.
Mm.
So when I go, I always try to buy some prasadam and take it.
So now we all know that when you buy prasadam in India,
Jaipur especially,
it's to distribute. So don't be surprised if people start grabbing from your hand.
Robot.
You respect, right. Right.
So they offered to Mahaprabhu what happened?
And he left it and just left
no,
it there
no.
until the next day.
No. They wanted him to eat now, the pandas. So he said, I must offer my prayers to him, to the prasadam. So he offered prayers whole day, whole night. Then they all left. In the morning, Mahaprabhu got up and honored the prasadam.
Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.